give my, Rashi says, binti mitznushka, type of a clamp, some type of a pin she had. Lediti, I want to give my daughter, she should get my pin. V'hi b'shnei mosamon, it was worth $12. Umeis, and she died. V'kain l'chachom nesavareho. Even though she did not make any special kinyan, still the chachom listened to what she said. So who you see here, there's a proof that there is a kinyan of shchiv meira. So it's going to kasha on Reb Lezer. Omalehem, so Reb Lezer answered back like, b'nei reichel, the children of reichel, tikobra mimam. It's like bury the mother. So Rashi says, it means to say, klolahi, then I curse them, klaymar. L'yala alev, don't bring it onto your heart. L'yiskru beis medrash, don't mention the name of the beis medrash. L'fi shurishoyim hoyu, shoyim mekayim koitzim bekerim. There are big rishoyim there, they were mekayim koitzim bekerim. They blessed the klayim, they know, it was nis the klayim, they did averis, so therefore we can't bring a proof from what they did. That's not a kasha on Reb Lezer. And in fact, over there, they said the kinyan was good. You can't bring a proof from them. So I call upon him, it's a machlek kasir, Reb Lezer and Echachomim, if there's such a special kinyan from Shchiv Meranat, so I tell you, Tanakama, Reb Lezer. But Tanakama says, even though the person was a Shchiv Merah, there's no special kinyan for a Shchiv Merah. And therefore, Hoylech is lav kitzchi, the money goes back to Reuven. Since Shimon died, so the money, when it comes to Shimon, he's dead already, the money has to go back to Reuven. We have Nosser, Reb Yaakov, Namik, Reb Lezer. They also look like Reb Lezer. That there's no special kinyan of a Shchiv Merah. Afa gav demist, and even though Reuven died now, the Shchiv Merah died, still, lo yamrina, they hold, we do not say, mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis. They hold, there's no such mitzvah. Even though Reuven dies, before Shimon died, still, when the money comes to Shimon, if Shimon's dead already, so l'maisa the locha is, the money goes back to Reuven's Yoshim. Because Herlich is lav tischi, Shchiv Merah has no kinyan, even though Reuven died first, there's no mitzvah kaim divrei meis. They owe nothing. Therefore, the money goes back to Reuven. V'yeshoyimim some say no k'rabonim. That not that Herlich is tischi, Herlich is lav tischi. The reason why the Chum says the money goes to Shimon's Yoshim is because they hold like a Chumim that there's a new kinyan of Shchiv Merah. So since when Reuven said to give the money over to Shimon, Reuven at that time was a Shchiv Merah, was very, very sick. So at that time, right away, there's a new kinyan. The fact he said to give it over, right then it'll be considered as if Shimon is kind of it. Therefore, Shimon was alive at that time. So Shimon received it. Now when the money comes to Shimon and Shimon died already, Havada the money goes to his Yoshim. We have Yudah, Nasi, Shama, Mishim, Reb Meir, Reb Lezer. They also look like Reb Lezer. No, there's no kinyan of Shchiv Merah. Miyu, but the Yeran, Heicha, Demis. But if Reuven, the sender, dies first, Amrina, we do say, Mitzvah, L'kayim, Divrei Meis. Without the halacha of a Shchiv Merah, there's a new halacha. In other words, really coming out, there are two separate halachas here. That right before the person dies, if he says he wants to give something away, that's called the Shchiv Merah. And we hold there is a kinyan Shchiv Merah. The fact that he says to give it away, right away there is that kinyan. Now even if yo, there's no kinyan of a Shchiv Merah, but or else even a case where the guy was healthy, and all of a sudden he got a heart attack and the guy dropped, the guy went. So there's a new svara to say, there's a mitzvah now, l'kayim divrei meis, that he left over before he died and says he wants his money to go to Reuven. If Reuven is alive right now, there's a kinyan right now, Reuven gets it. That's this new svara of mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis. That's from Meir svara. That heichad demist, if Reuven dies first, Amrina we do say, mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis. Zichachom manuchom say yachloiku. No, we divide the money up, half goes back to Reuven's Yoshim, we have to Shimon's Yoshim. Misafkalu, they have a suffix. Whether we say mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis, whether we say shchiv meraz, it has a kinyan or not, they have in doubt. So it's like real money that's in doubt, so we say Yachleiko, divide it. The Kanamu, but in Bobo they said, no, Shud Adif. Rather than saying Yachleiko, divide the money in half. That half the money for sure is going the wrong way, rather say Shud means, Rashi learns, let the Shliach judge how he would have thought what the Meshalach really meant. Did the Meshalach Reuven really meant to give it to Shimon in all cases? Or no, the Meshalach meant to get it back if Shimon is not alive? That's called shudod. That's what Rashi learns. I think Taiz learns shudod. If shud is just whatever that the yonim want to do, they can flip a coin if they want. However they want is better. Two different svaras. Two different takonas rabbonim.
They end up doing the same thing.
No, I told you. Case. Let's say a guy was a bori. The guy was a healthy man. He was healthy. And when he was healthy, he said, I want my money to go to Shimon. Yeah. So he didn't make a kinyan yet. So he's not a Shimon, Shimon's not kainerit. Then the next minute, let's say he goes. He gets a heart attack and he goes. Yeah. So the new swar now is a mitzvah. Can't give you an ace. That's a new swar. If you hold from that or not. It's a new machlekes.
He wasn't
a Shimon, right. He wasn't a Shimon before he died. Shimon means that when the guy is mamish dying now and he's talking, and he's telling us that his matzah, his right now, I want to give away a present. That's one type of a kinyan. Then there's a new svara though, that if the guy was healthy, and all of a sudden he went, and now there's a mitzvah l'kayim what he said. Yeah. Shimon HaNasi, Ma'isas L'Shminu, Shimon HaNasi, just telling us all the story, a case that he holds, Herlich is Lav Kitzchi. So it could come out, the kids, so that everybody agrees, Herlich is Lav Kitzchi. And the machloikasin over here is only machloikasin by a shchibera, is there a kinyan shchibera or not? Eboyle, you have a question like this now. Reb Shimon HaNosi, that's what it says, Reb Shimon HaNosi. Is it Pshat Nosi who? Was he himself the Nosi? He was the president, he was the highest degree in Klal Yisrael. Was he the Nosi? Or Mishmei the Nosi Komer? Because it just means Reb Shimon is saying it over in the name of the Nosi. But not that he himself was really the Nosi. Toshma coming here. The Yomer Reb Yosef, Halacha Reb Shimon HaNosi. Reb Yosef said, the Halacha is like a Shimon HaNosi. So he called him HaNosi Mashm, he was the president. Now we still ask the question. Nosi who? Did even Reb Yosef, what did Reb Yosef mean? Did he mean to call Reb Shimon because he really was the Nosi? Or did he come and Mishmei the Nosi? Or maybe no, it was only that Reb Shimon said it over in the name of the Nosi. Taiku, this is the topic. There's no proof if Reb Shimon really was the Nosi or not. Kufa, before we learned, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Halacha Reb Shimon HaNosi. We take a Paschal of Reb Shimon HaNosi. And what Halach is Lav Kitzchi, we're also here, the Matna Shchimera will not be a Kinyan. Because Reb Yosef said, that Reb Shimon said, Halacha is, the money goes back to the Yoshim of Reuven, of the Meshalach. So if we're talking about a Shchimera now, that's about the Markashev, or Kaimelon, we hold, Divrei Shchimera, Tichsuvim, Mukim Surim Doni. We hold there is such a kinyan of a shchimera. So how could you tell me now that we pass him like Reb Shimon? And Reb Shimon is saying if this person was on his dying bed, and he said he wants to give the money to Shimon, so we do not consider like Shimon was kainerit. Rather, when the money comes to Shimon, and Shimon is not here anymore, the money is saying goes back to Reuven. The Chur is a spirit in Halacha. How could you pass like Reb Shimon HaNosi? That holds. There's no divra shchimera, and we pass him there is Halacha of divra shchimera. Skumayim says, Reb Yosef Mukulababari, in a clam, Reb Yosef that says, Lochach Reb Shimon HaNosi, does not paskin our Mishnah's talk, this Bryce is talking about a Shchimera. He rather says it's talking about a Bori. And therefore, by a Bori, the Pshat is, Hoylech is Lav Kischi, so everything goes very good. So, Murasakasha, Bobaholu Yorshe Meshalakama. But he says, when the money goes back, he says, the money does not go back to Reuven, it goes back to Reuven Shimon, to Reuven's children. So the Kash Mashma Reuven died. So Brother Mark Kash, if Reuven died, so why does the money go back to the sender? Ah, he died. For Kaimelon, and we hold mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. We talk hold both halachas. That even if Reuven was a boy, was a healthy man, when he said to give the money, but then when he dies, there's a new mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. We have to do what the mace said. And as soon as he died, there's a kinyan to Shimon. So why does the money go back to Reuven then? So the Gemara says, "Enachnami, Tani Yachzru leMeshalach Enachnami." According to Rabbi Yosef, to make it the Shimon be a Sturim Sakalochem, you have to say that Shimon HaNosi said the money goes back to the leMeshalach. In other words, Reuven is still alive. So we're talking about now that Reuven was a healthy man, and Reuven's still alive. So Reuven just said, "I want this money to be sent to Shimon." So we hold Tanka Holach is Lav Kischi. Shimon did not acquire the money until the money reaches his hand. And here, by the time the shliach went to Shimon, Shimon was nifter ready. So therefore the lacher is, the money goes back to the sender, goes back to Reuven. But only because Reuven, first of all, was a healthy person, and secondly, Reuven was still alive. Because either one thing's not like that, we paskin, if he was a shchivmera, when a shchivmera says something, it's an automatic kinyan. And even if it was a healthy man, but then if he died, we also paskin as a mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. After the person died, there is this mitzvah to do what he said. The leftover mitzvah told us to do something here by kinyonim. There is the kinyon of a mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. Hadru l'lechwa hamevi akama. Mishnah like this. Hamevi getum dinas hayom. If the shliach brings a get from America, and the first Mishnah said already, you have to have the takona before the nechtam. So now it says chedushim. The yom before the nechtam, the shliach said it was written in front of him. Avolay before the nechtam, he did not say that it was signed in front of him. Or else, before the nechtam, he said he saw it signed in front of him. Avolay before the nechtam, he did not see it signed written in front of him. Or else, before the nechtav kuloi, I saw the whole thing written in front of me. Before the nechtav chetziv, I only saw half of the signatures. I only saw one, not two of them. Or else, the shliach says, before the nechtav chetziv, I saw half the get written in front of me. Or before the nechtav kuloi, I saw the whole thing signed in front of me. The law is puzzle. His case is no good, because that's the takona of the first Mishnah, that the shliach has to say, before the nechtav kuloi, before the nechtav kuloi. Even on the first Gemara, we had this Gemara, some talk about it. We had it's enough to see really just the first line that it was written l'shmo. So why is chatzi here puzzle? So Gemara says, if you see the first line written l'shmo, that's enough. Because you could say the rest was written l'shmo. Here we're talking about the first half of the get, you did not see was written. You only saw him write the second half. So that's no good. But if you would see him write the first half, that would be good. What about echod ha'mufon ha'nichtov? One shliach says, yes, the get was written in front of me. The echo, the second shliach says, before the nechtam, in front of me it was signed. Still possible. Because the takana is that one shliach has to say both. One shliach has to say before the nechtam. That was the takana. What about shnayim oim mefoneinu nechtam? Two shluchim tell us they both saw it written in front of them. The echo, and one of them say before the nechtam, one of them say in front of me it was signed. Possible. Zichzimor talks about the Chorot Zepela, why should it be possible? Forget about the first guy that said before Nechtam. But take the second guy. The second guy is saying before Nechtam and before Nechtam. Like, why is it worse? At the beginning, there are two Shluchim said before Nechtam. And then only one of the Shluchim said before Nechtam. So forget about the first one that said before Nechtam. You have the second Shliach. He is saying the whole thing. He's saying before Nechtam and before Nechtam. So why should it be possible? That's the first takana we believe in shliach. So it's the shliach. The shliach is saying there are two shluchim here. So one shliach says I only saw it written in front of me, and the other shliach says I saw it written and signed in front of me. So forget about the first shliach. You have the second shliach. Why should it be possible? We'll see in the Gemara. So it could be Rashi answers right away. Rashi says shneimer mefalei nichtav yechod shlishi yomer. Possible, Mishum Aitam. Rashi answers right away. Talking about a third person. Not one of these first two said before the Nechtam. The first two only said before the Nechtam. That's all. Before the Nechtam is a third person. So there's nobody here that's saying both. Therefore, it's possible. If we have Yudah Machshir, Yudah says no. In this case, it's Machshir. Like Rashi says, Kiva, the Matzachinu, La Suda, Nam Yaksiva. Since we have two Eidim on the Ksiva, therefore it's good. Therefore, it's no Ksar. We'll see in the Gemara. Now, Echad Oimeh before the Nechtam. One shliach says it was written in front of him. Nechtam kosher according to everybody. If you have two edim on the chsima, two edim said they saw it signed, and you have one edim before the nechtav, that's for sure is good. Because then the sim, we know everything. We know from two edim that the signatures are okay. And we know from the shliach before the nechtav. So really everything is alright. There's only xeris. We'll see in the Gemara, we're afraid you learn out other cases. Here we won't learn out. There's no osir lachlufei. We'll see in the Gemara. Gemara says like this, Hasu Lamali, what do we need our Mishnah for? Hatani Lechod is Zimni, we learned already the first Mishnah of the Masechta, that Hanei, the Get Medina Sayon, Sorach Shayem, Mephone Nechtam. The first Mishnah says, Sorach, that the Shliach has to say if the Get was written and signed in front of him. So Pshit, if he only says one, it's no good, you have to have both. So Gemara says, Imehi, from the first Mishnah of Amin, it's Sorach, the Lo Yom Akosha. True, Lechatchila, the Shliach has to say both. That he saw it written in front of him and he saw it signed. That's what should be done, l'chatchila. But maybe if he doesn't, can't say both, he only says one, maybe still it's kosher. Kamash Malon, that's what we need our second mission. He'll teach us now that if you only have half, just before the nechtam, or just before the nechtam, you should know it's possible. That the corner was vidavka, that the shliach has to tell us both. But if you only have one of them, it's not possible. Then the mission says, before the nechtam, chetzi, before the nechtam, kuloi, is possible. But the Gemara Hai Chetziv, which half did you see the Sefer write? Like I said, you only saw him write half of the get, it's possible. Ilay Mechetziv Rishon, if the Shliach saw the way the Sefer wrote the first half of the get, he just didn't see the second half. So for the Gemara, was that possible? So Yomar Reb Loza, we had before that hey, Reb Loza says, "Afinu lekosvu by a leshita achas lishmo should I nitzarach." As long as we saw the cipher write the first line of the get lishmo, it's kosher. You don't need more than that. So here, if we saw the first half, what should be wrong? So Gemara says, "What you have to say, Yomar Reb Ashi, chetzi of achroin." For sure, here what it means to say is the shliach is only saying he saw the second half of the get being written lishmo. The first half we did not see, so that's possible. We can't bring proof from the second half to the first half. Maybe the first half the Sefer didn't realize the Lach of Lishmo. He only started to write it at the end. So therefore that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that if you did not see the beginning of the get is possible. We have to be Achshash, maybe it wasn't written Lishmo.
So does that mean that if you wrote the first half, if you saw him do the first half,
that's enough.
The second half, that'll be enough.
That'll be enough, right. You don't have to see the second half, right. Before nay nechtav kuloi, the Mishnah says, before nay nechtam chetzi posel. If you saw the write the whole get, but you only saw one signature is posel. Omer Rav Chizda, v'yafilu shnayin miyidin machsim as yidat yad sheni. Even though you have two edim now, being made that the second signature is also kosher, it's not forged, still it's posel. It's no good. Why not? Like we have this first shliach telling us that one ed is kosher. On the second aid, we have two aidim. So what should be wrong? My time, what should be wrong? The Teretz of Chizda says, the loch is, oi kula biki maget. That means, we have two aidim here. Now we have to make so, sure both aidim were not forged. So there is a loch of ki maget, means you could have two aidim stam coming and telling us, they recognize the signatures. So true. If you have two aidim on both signatures, that's good. That's called oi kula, both aidim have to be bikiim. Oi kula b'tikonis chachamim. Or else that the takona that we believe the shliach, even though it's only an eid echod, but that's the takona. If he said before an echdim, we believe him. The takona is he has to be believed on both eidim. We can't divide it up and say for one eid we'll believe the shliach and for the other eid we believe two eidim. Nothing doing. This takona that we believe the shliach is only if the shliach says the whole thing. But half and half, we don't have this takona. In other words, true, two eidim avada we believe that one eid is kosher. We'll believe. But that we believe the shliach on the second aid, that's nothing doing. That the corner was that the shliach says he knows both aidim is kosher, we believe the shliach. But if the shliach can't tell us that both aidim were signed, he only knows one, there's no takana to believe in. Alright, turn over. Most of this mask of Lord Robert's Rabbi is the kasher. Me can media this, something like this. If the first shliach would have said that he recognizes both eidim, it would be kosher. That's the locha. If the shliach says before nechtam, we believe him. But now, on the second eid, that there are two eidim saying that's kosher, you're telling me it's possible? Like, what kind of svara is that? And he doesn't open the svara, the whole thing, the kiyam, or the whole thing, but the kono. What kind of svara is this? The one eid, if he would say he knows both eidim, you believe him. Now that he only says he knows one aid, then on the second aid we have more. On the second aid, not only do we have an aidech, we have two aidim, so for sure it should be good. Hello, my Rebbe. Rebbe says the pshat is like this.